Blog Talk Radio.
Take a moment and breathe. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. We're going to do that one more time. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. And I started tonight physically and intentionally because I wanted to talk to you. Like, we're gonna get personal tonight. So enjoy. If you're on the South or the East Coast, some of the Midwest, you're in the house tonight, you're listening to us. If you're covered in rain, covered in dangerous weather, before we get started tonight, I want to let you know that we're sending our prayers out to you and yours and your loved ones and all the regions. We pray for safety and all of the things that make us who we are. And I just hope everyone gets through the night safely tonight and through the next couple. But before we get into that, I want to say to my mother and my Aunt Jo before we get, because tonight, I told y'all, April is tribute. These two ladies specifically taught me two very, very, very important attributes about myself. Tonight we're talking about them. My mother taught me to control my anger. And my aunt taught me how to control my love. So many times, those of us who love freely also feel empty and hollow. And that's why I started with this song, Empty. Not because we're hollow because we're not finding love or we don't have love. Hollow because oftentimes the love that we give the world often isn't reciprocated. Two women taught me how to press through even when you don't get your flowers, even when you don't get a thank you, even when you don't get a courteous, I saw you or I see you. And so, in honor of them, I want to tell you, if you are doing something, if you're being great, if you're attempting to change your outcome, if you are going through tough times and building new things, if you're stressed at work, if you're stressed in your relationship, if you're stressed in your marriage, if you're stressed on whatever it is that you're going through, I see you. And I'm proud of you. You shall pass. But don't lay down. Get up and be the best you that you can. All right, y'all, now that I got that out the way, let me go ahead and get my girl. Y'all already know who this is. We're going to bring one of our Southern Belles into the building. What it do, CJ? CJ, are you there?
Hey there, how's it going?
Oh, I was about to say, I thought you went AWOL on us. You don't love us no more?
Of course I love y'all.
We breaking up with you. You don't even like us.
All right, then. It's cool. I see how it is.
Oh, wow. See? See, I knew you didn't like this. You said I put you ready to go?
It's Aries season. You know, we letting things fall that don't want us no more.
Oh, talk about it. Uh-oh, now you done opened up Pandora's box. Let's go.
We are now letting things fall that don't love us, don't want us, don't need us, don't serve us, no purpose. We're letting them go.
Oh.
Let it go. Stretch a little bit. Take a deep breath. Move around. Enjoy life. Fuck them folks.
Tonight is
going to
be a therapeutic show. And I'm going to go ahead, because I usually don't do this until 10 o'clock, but I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines early. The number is 319-527-6703. That is 319-527-6703. If you want to call into the show tonight, I definitely am going to hold the lines open for anybody who would like to call in tonight, because tonight is about therapy. Tonight is about healing. Tonight is about being better. Because, see, even in my own circle, so so many of us have gone through obstacles, and we have been fighting to overcome things, and fighting to overcome relationships, and fighting to overcome isms, and fighting to overcome lies, and fighting to overcome misinformation, and fighting to overcome disadvantages, and fighting to overcome race, fighting to overcome sex, and fighting to overcome educational challenges. And it's okay to fight. But sometimes you got to stop fighting and learn to love yourself. Because if you love you and you put that love, and because let me say this, like today I went for a walk. I ended up talking to a young lady, not because I necessarily really wanted to talk to her. I ended up talking to her because I've been in this city for 2 years. This is the first person ever in this city who's ever spoke to me without me having to speak to them first. Actually, it's the first person, whether it be going into a grocery store, walking down the street, sometimes even doing things professionally. And I stopped. And it was the most gratifying conversation, not because we had no sexual or intimate or we talked about life. We talked about the betterment of things that we would like to accomplish. And when I left that conversation, I walked to the bus stop to get my daughter off the bus shortly thereafter. And that, from that time, from slightly before that time to the end of my day, today has been one of the most intimate days of my life with people that I've come in contact, not because we were forcing intimacy, but because we were attempting to connect mentally and metaphysically. Even with CJ, you know that today has been some of the best conversations we've ever had in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a good day, a good talking day.
Great talking. And usually for retrograde, you're not supposed to talk as much, you know that.
But it's in Aries season, it's opposite.
Well, you know, you're right about that because you're a little opposite Aries. and I as much as I wanted, because y'all understand, there were about 4 or 5 just dope things that I wanted to start playing, but I did not want to come in hard because I want to talk to you. And I want to love y'all tonight. Because so many times we take that word love and we don't give it its due respect. We push the past love so quickly, thinking that if we just say the word and then move forward in life that we're doing something. But love is an action word. Love is a word that takes time. It is a word that takes emotion. Love is a word that takes candor. Love is a word that takes humble. I miss love. I miss love. I miss being around people who genuinely love just the love. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we are not going to do a Black History, World History tonight. We're going to talk. We're going to spend some time working on us. Who are we? Who are I not to love you the way you know? We'll be back right after this commercial break. Yeah. Y'all, welcome back. This next segment is sponsored by TaylorServices.com. Their Tailored Creation page. And if you go on the page, it says Tailored Creations is inspired by you. We do branding, websites, promotional products, and advertising. And if you come down here on the bottom, they have candles for this month. Their candle set for this month is Springtime in the Caribbean. It is $7 a candle, and if you go on there and look, there's a beautiful picture of the candle. Let me go ahead and get Miss BJ back in here, because I don't know about you, CJ, but for me, and this is true, for me, I had to completely change my mindset today, because like since I got up this morning, in every type of way possible, my ancestors have jumped in conversation and spirit and just been ever present. How has that impacted you?
It's funny you mentioned that. It's been quite a journey. I've had several conversations with several different, you know, people, past and present. It's been interesting. Been very interesting.
You know, it was funny because when I got up this morning, the first face that I saw was all of my deceased grandmothers and aunts have all been at the forefront. Like, it's funny because I know you had a text message with multiple people, family members being named, but like almost every last one of my family members that are elder to me have been named at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the ones that are not here that have significant impact either on me or the direct lineage in front of me. Like, they have been, like, ever present all day. And it was just, I thought it was just eerie because I was like, okay, we're expecting rain tonight. And so I didn't, you know, me, I usually read horoscopes. I usually talk to my spiritual people. And today I didn't, specifically today I didn't. Because I wanted to really ground myself today. And I really wanted to reconnect outside, reconnect with nature, reconnect with music, and reconnect with food. Not people today. What today for me was not about people. It was about the world. It was about the earth around me. It was about the things that were going on around me. And CJ, that's a very specific thing that I want to talk about. And I would like for this to be quite a dialogue for the next 9 minutes.
Okay.
Absolutely been troubling my heart personally. character dispute between men and women.
Mm.
For me personally, it is hurting my heart to hear men speak women the way that they are. But let me say this from the backside. As a man who is having women speak to me any kind of way, it's disheartening in this day and age for me to believe that people can almost find love. And I say that not because I don't believe that love exists. I say it because with what's being said and how people are treating one another, I pray that within the next 10 to 15 years or so that and it's almost like we are intentionally, truly attempting to have, and I mean, I feel like we've been on the precipice of this for a minute. Ooh, I haven't said that one in a long time. It's one of my favorite words, too. I had to listen, like, you know how we all get with words. That was, ooh, I had to say that one. Like, you ever say something and intentionally your soul for a second? I'm sorry. I don't care that one. Anyway, let me get back to what we're supposed to be talking about. But I feel like we're on the verge of a sexist war. And I don't think it's just how it's going to be. I think it's going to be men versus women versus LGBTQ versus those who are not LGBTQ but are still technically should be a part of that community but don't want to assimilate to that community according to their rules and standards. And then a whole bunch of other just isms that's thrown in there. I really feel like we're on the precipice of something catastrophic. And outside of figuring out how to help love, teach love, and build love, How do we avoid what seems like it's becoming the inevitable? That's my question to you.
How do we avoid?
As a society.
That's tough because people are so cold. That's a really tough question. People have allow themselves to become so cold and so jaded. We absolutely have to start talking more to each other, but we need to also start counting our words because you can't take them back once they escape your lips.
You know, the fact that you say that, cause people act like because words aren't physically punching you, like physically, like you're not getting slapped, you know, you're not getting kicked in the nuts or anything like that. People act like words said don't have a lasting and resounding impact on others. And I can tell you from personal experience, there's been people who have said things to me that have absolutely gutted me at my core. How about yourself?
Yeah.
But not only did it gut me, it took me forever to recover and heal. And some of these things, even like, because, you know, and I tell people all the time, I teach things and I believe in therapy. But even as a person who teaches things, there are some things that I still haven't been able to let go myself. And all these years of therapy and working things out and going through, and for people who are like, yeah, I'm in that same boat too, it's okay that you haven't worked it all out. Like, the best part of life is not having an answer, not having an actual solution to things, because it gives you, for me, I believe, an opportunity to continue to work on it and get better. What are your thoughts?
I think you're absolutely correct in that. Like, life is about growing and evolving. If we were perfect, then there was no reason to grow or evolve or even learn anything different.
I want to know what they want different, though. Like, how do we, and again, this is just a simple question, how do we begin to build a community, a group, a city, a state, county, country? How do we build something when hate right now seems to be the best language that anyone can come up with? It's like, right now, I believe, like, hate speech towards others, intentionally and unintentionally, is like the greatest language being spoken at this time. And so, for me, I think, number one, it's a change in, but it's also a change in behavior. And behavior from a standpoint of talking, trusting to people what you mean, telling people what you desire. You know, because CJ, we've spent, personally, in the last few weeks, we've actually been doing a lot of these types of conversations, development and training in the background. And even for yourself, like, what is one of the things that you learned for yourself as you were beginning to work on some things that you were working on for yourself? Like, what's one? Because I know, like, for me, it was learning to shut up. Like, not just shut up from a sense of my opinion is invalid. For me, it was shut up so you can absorb more, understand more, to be able to give a more better me. So what was your?
For me, it was understanding that everyone is not, everyone don't have ill intent. Be a little more open. Everybody is not, you know, ill-willed or having ill intent or trying to steal from you or take from you or harm you in any shape, form, or fashion. That's not everybody's MO. That's not everybody.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, yeah, I know we got to get into the things that take care of the bills around here. So we're going to take this quick commercial break. For all y'all girls who like to scream, I got a song that's going to let y'all yell all night long. So we're going to be right back after this quick commercial break. I'm All right, y'all. We are coming back again. Let's give it up to our title sponsor, TaylorServices.com. That's TaylorSVCS.com. Also, if you want to reach out to them, you can hit their customer care text line, and that's 833-366-6559. One thing that I do love about the website, though, that they have on here is if you go look through the website, there are hidden gems that you will see all over it. If you actually go on a page and send me tonight a hidden gem, I will give you a free gift from Taylor Creation this week. So reach out, call in, tell us about a hidden gem. The number is 319-527-6703. But you have to specifically go to the website and call the show and tell us where the hidden gem is on the website that you pull up. All right, CJ, what is new, Sheldon?
Hey there.
Hey, we're getting ready to get into the good part. Good part. Wow. What are we supposed to be doing? What day is it?
What day it is? Yeah.
Y'all, I didn't even know what we supposed to be doing. I had the whole show in reverse order. We were going to do birthdays had I not checked myself just now. All right. So let's go. 4/10. What day it is? Today is National Erase Self Negativity Day. I think that probably starts the show.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I like that one. All right. Today is National Library Outreach Day. I love books, so if matter of fact, one of my favorite places when like if you want to impress me with something, let's go on a date to the library. Like, you know, I don't know why that's not more popular, as you know, or whatever, like museums, going to opera, going to plays, going to poetry, like let's do things where it can be an intimate moment between not just the audience that's around us, but the individuals, the libraries and things like that. CJ, unclutch your pearls, woman, unclutch your pearls.
Pearl's not clutched.
Oh, okay. It sounded like he was about to clutch him a little bit.
No, no.
Come over there with Battle Max. Take me on a date to the library, bitch. What you sound like?
You got to be careful who you pick up at the library. That's all I'm going to say about that.
The fuck did you pick up at the library?
Some great books, okay? Some great books.
Okay. That sounded like people, though. Shit. You were just sitting over there looking at a cross line. I'm just looking for meat challenges. Anyways, let's move on. Today is also National Farm Animals Day. It's crazy because I made a post earlier today talking about we needed more farmers and ranchers today. So today is National Farm Animals Day. I guess I really just been in that spirit today, huh, man?
Feels like it.
Okay. Today is also National Encourage a Young Writer Day. So if you know any young writers, today would have been a great day to reach out to them.
That's hilarious. I actually went through and read some old writings of my own today.
Oh, cool. Were they dope?
They were interesting.
Oh. I'm going to move on. We need the word, a different word, so we're going to move right on along. Today is also National Cinnamon Crescent Day. I could have just did the I'm gonna move on. I'm gonna move on. I just don't understand the sentence.
The fat girl in me was like, is there butter?
No, well, I mean, you could probably put butter on it, but I just didn't, like, the cinnamon is already sprinkled on it when it's baked. So I just, like, the fat boy in me got excited, and then
you got to put the cinnamon in the butter.
Right, because I'm a cinnamon guy, but the cinnamon got to be done. So that's why when I was looking at the picture, I was just like, yeah, that just, like, it just messed me completely.
You got to put the cinnamon in the butter. They missed the step. It's okay.
Yeah, whip it up, make it a spread. That'll be much better. Today is also National Siblings Day.
It was. Mm-hmm.
How many siblings you got, Olay?
Oh, me? You mean like blood or like all of them?
No, blood. Not 7,200 that y'all be trying to count. It's my play cousin from my grandma Alberta side that is her uncle's brother's cousin's friend that got married.
Okay, my mother. My mother and father together have 3 children. Let's see.
How many
me, sister, and brother. I have one
now,
sister and one brother.
How many personalities in all of y'all?
I mean, I got 52 myself.
We could at least start in the single digits, but we went past a couple of decades.
Oh, well, hey.
Pray for all of them. I'm not an idiot. Myself, personally, I have 4 sisters. I'm the only 4, and they're beautiful. I just can't listen to any of them. They're crazy.
I know. They stay over there. One's in Texas, one's in Louisiana. I love them both. They stay over there.
Don't get me wrong. I love them. But I love them from afar. Because
I'll fight about mine.
Huh?
Because I fight about mine, so I had to move away.
No, I don't just fight like I shoot you. Thank you, Toby.
Well, see, that's why I had to move away.
I cannot.
That's
why you had it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's literally why we don't take
it. I know myself. I tell the truth.
On Tuesday?
Well, today's Wednesday, so are you saying I'm lying?
Can
I give you a hard time? I'll call her. You want to talk to her?
We are not going to miss the time. Try and find something. Y'all not going to miss the time. Y'all not going to give me 5 on my day. But I got you. Yeah, she won't mess with me. All right, y'all. We can... Because one of the persons that's getting ready to come up, and I'm going to see if when we do, so I'm not going to play for a whole song, but I'm going to play a song, and I want to see if CJ knows where this came from after I play this. So we will be back after this. Yep, and it's it's tied to birthday. So I'm going to give you a hint so we can start up. It's tied to birthday.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. We'll be right back, y'all. Let's do a quick commercial break. Thank you. CJ, what song is that?
I'm going to say Flight of the Bumblebee, number one. Number two, I'm going to
One
sound, but that's not what flew through my head when it came on. Okay, so as I closed my eyes to prepare myself to listen to the sound, as it came on, you know I seen Tom and Jerry run around that damn house, right?
Oh, God, really?
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't Tom and Jerry, too, so I can't be mad at you for that adaptation of where you came. But you got
But Flight of the Bumblebee, because quit playing.
Because quit playing, because that's your jam. Listen, anybody who that Drumline is a movie, you got it. If you don't remember Flight of the Bumblebee, with him with his eyes closed and he is just feeling it. If you don't, man, better go play with somebody else. All right, sugar, let's get into birthdays. All right, baby, we got Kenneth Brian Edmonds, a.k.a. Babyface's birthday today.
Okay.
You know, y'all Aries got some dope people, like some crazy people.
Could come
people.
Through.
All right, y'all also got Jonathan Williams Davis, a.k.a. Q-Tip.
Okay.
Of course, Mr. Flight of the Bumblebee himself, Orlando Jones. Are you laughing at me?
Yes.
We also got Neville O'Reilly Livingston, O-M-O-J, a.k.a. Money Walla. From the Waylands, Bob Marley and the Waylands, one of those guys.
Okay.
Bendy O'Main, he's a professional footballer in Vincent Jean's company. He was a former European football star. So those are our birthdays. Anybody celebrate our birthdays with you this week?
This week?
Yes.
You want celebrities or like non-celebrities?
I mean, we can do both. Just yeah, go ahead and do your birthday shout out.
Cool thing. So, for celebrities, I like to shout out Jasmine Sullivan. I absolutely love you. You're wonderful. And then for non-celebrities, but she's still a rock star in my world, Miss Jean Evelyn herself.
Ooh, not. You know, she's been on sport. She has been on.
Yeah. She's Aries. Her birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday, Granny.
Yeah.
Ooh, well, I know y'all have. Ooh, she is here. I know y'all have. Good conversation. She's probably about the only person that could understand you. I have to think about that because if a person, one thing about an Aries, and I love it, because an Aries is a giver, but an Aries is tough. And if you're not willing to accept both sides of that, Aries is going to be hard to
deal with. Yeah, you might as well go and walk away.
Not don't walk away.
Don't walk away. Cause your feelings gonna be hurt one way or another. Cause you're not gonna get what you want.
See? Said that shit just like an egg. Anyway, I don't think I have any more birthdays that I need to. I want to let me double check my present. Any birthday that I was supposed to, you know, cause I'd be bitching. I was telling you. Whatever. But yeah, I think we covered all the birthdays. I don't think there's anybody specifically with a birthday right now. I think the next couple of birthdays. I do have a friend up in Michigan. Wow, I don't even like Michigan. But the fact that I said up in Michigan is very interesting. I don't know
I want you to know my whole stomach turned when you said that N-word, but go ahead.
Well, because, you know, the person is the minister, so I got to give a shout out all the way from Michigan to one of my homegirls, Trinise. She's a USC fan, so, you know, that's how our relationship started. We love sports together, but her birthday was recent. And the reason why I say that is because these have been the first few birthdays that she celebrated without her mother. And I just wanted to specifically say happy birthday to my friend, because I know when I first lost my mom, the first 4 or 5 years was really, really difficult. So I love you. Happy birthday. And I hope that it was as good as you wanted it to be, and life gets easier and better for you. All right, CJ, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back after this. In honor of CJ's birthday request, we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Thank you.
CJ,
yeah. I told you she was married.
Let me tell you, I never knew she was an Aries until today, right? I may have known it before, but like I never paid attention to it, right?
Yeah.
But now knowing that she's an Aries and then listening to that song again, that song makes so much.
That's not even my favorite song by her. That's just my first, you know, my first love by her. But, yeah, she's wonderful. I really love her. She's amazing. Spirit animal, whole thing.
My favorite song by her actually is Insecure.
Oh, that was another good one.
Yeah,
she got one that's called BPW. That one's about Martha. That one really just, BPW.
Yeah, that's a good one. But the reason why I love Busting Windows Out Your Car by her is because of how she ends it, because that's a whole Aries type thing. Y'all go from crying to doing what y'all doing to you and walking down the street. So when she did that and skipping and singing and whistling and crying all at the same time, I was like, oh, she did not realize she was an Aries. So just this. And I was like, yep, those are all very things. Bitch, if they get to crying, you better either look at them and make sure it's crying because they're just going through some stuff or they're getting ready to cry and clothesline your ass. They're not the same.
Baby, because if we cry at Auntie's show, you in trouble.
My Auntie.
Auntie, not one tooth better not show. You see a tooth, ooh, you better run.
Oh, shit. Y'all get to doing that snotty nose, ugly face cry, too, and then, like, no. Thirst. Y'all going to date a girl.
Maybe if I giggle while crying, run.
Surge. If y'all going to date a girl, please understand, or woman. For anybody who felt offended by that statement, woman. You're going to date a lady. Understand. If you get to her area, make sure you can fight.
That's the wrong answer.
What?
We got cousins. What are you talking about?
No. That's not the point. Nigga, I'll fight you first. Fuck the cousins. He got to get you off his first. Because understand, he may win. He may win, but he going to know you was there for a while. Anywho, we didn't have anybody call in tonight on this topic, and I did not want to do a long show tonight, CJ, so we are going to start wrapping up tonight. So you know how we always do it. We're going to give them the word of the day, and then we're going to go ahead and get out of here. So I'm going to let you start with your word of today.
A dream is a wish your heart makes, so don't be afraid to dream.
You just go ahead and get us ready. Mine is, I'm going to start a hashtag, and I said this earlier in the year, maybe around Christmas, so we're going to get back to the hashtag. My absolute favorite hashtag. Dutch Manor knows this. And we're going to do this from now until my birthday. So whenever we do a DJ round table, a Big Bap and Friends post, Production Manager, I want this hashtag to be on it for. And it's the ELE hashtag. Everybody, love everybody. You don't got to like them. You don't got to understand them. You don't got to reason with them. You don't have to rationalize them. But I want us to get back to everybody loving everyone. I love y'all. I'll holler.
Check it out, man. No doubt, man. Yeah. Check it out, man. No doubt, yeah. Check it out. Real good.